Can we talk about the spark? You know the spark that we need? The spark that we want to do a thing? The thing that doesn't exist until it does? And then, you know, 9 times out of 10, we engulf in flames and we burn out. And that's the other side of it. I don't have enough water to put on the flames, so everything just burns down. I think, gosh, if only I could make a spark and control the fire. God, wouldn't that be cool? Let's go in the workshop. Let's talk about that. Are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff. Welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast, and I'm welcoming you to it. Today's episode comes from a conversation that I was having with my oldest son, Noble. At the time of this recording, he's a senior in high school. And I don't know how to say this that doesn't insult me, but this kid's got his shit together in a way that I wish I had at his age. And even a couple of years ago, he was a guest on the show, my neurotypical kid. It was a conversation with him, and I don't know the episode off the top of my head. So you know what? Link is in the show notes. You'll find it there. So genetically, if I'm being honest, he does not get his shit togetherness from me, but he's really creative. So I'm going to go claim that. You know, his mom might say, forget that dude. He gets that from me too. And I'm like, you know what, Gail? Give me something. Okay. I co-produced. She'll get that. She's an executive producer in real life. So I think she gets the whole, hey, let's give proper credit at the end of the show. Okay. When the credits roll, I want co-producer credit. Okay. Directed by, fine. You can have that. Executive producer, fine. All yours. You did do most of the heavy lifting, but co-producer, come on. That's a humble credit. Give me that. Sorry, guys. I did not want to drag you into my divorce and the drama. I'm just kidding. We're amazing co-parents. I'd have to say we're really good co-parents and we're great friends and we're lucky in that and we know it. And I will say this, she is also amazing at what she does. She's a storyteller like you wouldn't believe. And she's got a recent, well, you know what? Let's plug her show. She's got a show that's out right now. It's called Prosecuting Evil on Oxygen, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She is an Emmy winner and a multi-Emmy nominated execy producee. And she knows what she's doing. But I still think he gets the creativity from me. Just saying. Okay, so we're here to talk about sparks. I was talking to Noble about sparks and how people with ADHD, we need things to be novel. They need to be exciting or interesting. There needs to be some kind of stimulation in order to get us moving. That's just how it works. Some kind of a spark. And the conversation was basically, like, what is my role in helping adults with ADHD and depression? Like, and coach them is the term that is used. And I hate it, but whatever. I like thought partner. But the role really is about banging flint and steel with people, you know, like, or they're the flint, I'm the steel, or vice versa. And we're banging back and forth. We're looking for a spark. Most people come to coaching missing their spark, or at least that's what I've been finding with the people that are coming to me. There's this sense of needing some spark to move forward, some kind of a nudge to move forward. Like, how do we move forward when there is no spark? That's really interesting. And I think if you're like me, you might notice this. You might think, okay, like I need to get healthy. And so you start kind of researching food, looking at shit until you land on something that looks exciting and you could try. Like, oh my God, that sounds like a great recipe. I'm going to try that. Oh, that's a great system. I'm going to try that system. And there's your spark. We go hunting for these sparks to get us moving. And oftentimes we frustrate ourselves because we feel like we should be able to activate the spark from within. That's the whole, like, we know how to do a thing because we've done it before. So why can't I do it now? Where's my fucking spark? I shouldn't even need a spark. I should be able to just do it. And yet, so the way I see it is that we all have this potential inside of us. And then I'll say we specifically, I'm sure the normies are like this, but you know, let's keep this about us, right? This is you and me. We are boundless, limitless, like creative tsunamis. And it's all swirling inside of our brain bowl. And it's like just gasoline everywhere. And all it takes is like a little spark and we could just blow up, like, and achieve. We could excel. We could go. We could do great things. And it feels like a lot of times we're trying to like light a wet match or something. We're immobile, can't decide what to do. Nothing seems right. Everything is overwhelming. Feels off. It's a total wet match. And so then that's the benefit of hiring a coach, right? If that's in your price point, you find somebody that can spark you up, throw sparks on you while you're learning to light your own match or learning how to move your needle and nudge yourself forward. That's when you're sparkless. And so I'll tell you, my highest, my most excited version or vision, let's say, of the ADHD Big Brother Forum, which you guys, you should all be a part of. Let's just call that out right now. Go to the website, join the forum. This is the place, man. It's like, imagine being in a room with a bunch of people sharing ideas about how to do shit, unique ways of how to get shit done. It's a room full of sparks. And so the odds of getting ignited are exponentially higher than like trying to do stuff on our own. And there's so many communities out there. I'm not just advocating for mine. So we were doing a body doubling session in the forum, and I was talking about this episode idea. And Mark and Molly were there. Shout out to you guys. Mark and Molly will slop. And we were talking about the benefit of this kind of community of sparks. And Mark had a great point about the body doubling. And most people know what body doubling is, but just in case you don't, it's basically, it's an accountability partner or people. It's a walk-in buddy. You go online to do a Zoom chat and everyone declares what they're working on. Like one person's going to, you know, do woodworking. The other person's going to clean. The other person's going to do some exercise, whatever it is. And we set a timer and we go. It's a work session. For ADHDers, it's a lot easier to do stuff when we're in the company of others. It's interesting. But Mark put it really cool. And I'm going to paraphrase this. So I'm sorry, Mark, if I'm getting your words wrong, if I butcher it. But he was talking about being there in the body doubling session for someone else. Like his bigger thing isn't necessarily the thing that he showed up to get done, to work on. It's that his presence is going to help somebody else get their shit done. And I think that is so goddamn beautiful about our ADHD people. Like, yes, we are getting our shit done, but it feels better to know that my being here is helping you get your shit done. God, that's so great. That makes me so happy. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to spark each other up. So I look at this as a community of people sharing ideas, as a community of people sharing sparks. You can have all my sparks, my belief in you, my ideas that work for me, the ideas that I've read about or that I've heard about, or here's a book I read and here's a takeaway on it. It's all in service of spewing out sparks. And for those in the community, like we show up and we have a shower of sparks where you're showering all your sparks and I'm showering all mine. So potentially it kicks us into gear. How cool is that? Can you find this outside of the ADHD Big Brother Forum? Probably not. I mean, we're so cool. No, absolutely you can do. Yes, I'm sure there's Facebook groups galore. And I'm sure that there's groups out there that are actually maybe more in line with some other interests that you have, or perhaps motivational methodologies that are you're more in line with. But at the core of it all is the community. Oh, man, will you thrive if you engage in a community? And I feel pretty certain about that. I'm about 85 to 90% sure that that's the truth. I'm going to leave about 10% out there for just in cases. The other aspect of this sparktastic episode is, okay, I got a spark. Now what? I'm engulfed in flames. I accidentally started hyperfocusing, and please, dear God, my life is crumbling around me. But I'm so immersed, I can't break free. Or if I put it away, it'll never come back. I have to do it all the way or I'll lose it. My answer to that, based only on personal experience, is, well, maybe. Yeah, it might not come back. I might forget. Sometimes it does come back, you know? Sometimes it doesn't. The bigger picture here for me, personally, is not losing myself. For me, no idea is greater than the balance I'm seeking in my life. It's like it's the depression that I'm trying to not sink back into. It's like the well-roundedness of trying to get my responsibilities taken care of. But I have enough experience with life being internally utterly awful that I'm okay with a brilliant idea going back into the universe to germinate. It's more freeing to me to think, okay, if it's meant to be, it'll come back, you know. If you love it, let it go, you know, throw it away. And if it comes back to you, it's a boomerang. I find it supremely helpful to put a lasso on my spark. And it is so counter to what feels right. I just want to honor the difficulty there. It's hard to start stuff that is boring, and it is hard to stop stuff that is compelling. It is tough for us. Our zippy, zaptastical brain has a wacky agenda, and it is always so much fun in there, isn't it? Brain. We want the spark, but if the spark hits, we want to be able to control the fire. At least I do. And how I believe that looks is to put a container around the fire. Boundaries. It's like a fire ring. You know, so you can enjoy the flames, but it doesn't burn the mountain down, you know? And how we do that, I'm going to say the same thing I say every week. You're probably sick of hearing it, but I'm going to say it anyway. You put a timer on it. Sorry, not sorry. You get a spark, set a timer, and go. Forget time, lose yourself, and the timer will beep, and it will remind you, hey, you exist on the planet. And guess what? Some time has passed. And then you decide what you do from there. Throw another log on the fire or move on to the next thing. Oh, sparks are neat, aren't they? So let's talk about challenges for the week. Shouts to we. What would a good spark challenge be? How about we do this? This is going to be the challenge. I'll also put it inside the forum, but this to everybody, just to get those sparks going. When it comes to exercise, how are you doing it? You people who are fit, can you help us people who struggle with that? So if you have this natural spark for exercise, your ADHD is crushing you in other areas of your life, but you have the exercise down, share your tips with me, and maybe the way that you get your body moving can help me get mine going. Go to the ADHD Big Brother website, click on the contact page, and let me know how you do it. And maybe, just maybe, it'll be a spark that ignites. Won't know unless you contact me. And that's the beautiful thing. Man, a lot of the things that we take for granted, we do so because it's so simple for us. For some reason, I think, oh gosh, if it's not hard, then it's no big deal. But that's the interesting thing, right? That some things that are super easy for you are monumentally difficult for others. And you might just possess the insight or the trick or the spark that lights us up. So please shoot the spark. Alrighty, that's going to do it for me for this week. I hope this was helpful for you guys. If you're getting value out of the podcast, please remember to click on the subscribe button. That way you'll get the new episode every Monday when they're released. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic week. And I'm going to talk to you later.